Today's country and all-time favorites, 101.3 WMCI. Callie here. Some special guests here with us on the phone. Billy Lord, singer, and Casualties of War founder and CEO Zach Brown. These two doing something really cool. They're crossing the country on Harleys for a great cause in support of combat veterans and law enforcement, first responders with PTSD. So Zach, we'll have you give us a little bit of kind of the heart and soul of what Casualties of War is all about. But first, want to talk with you, Billy Lord, about your new single, Netflix and Chill.
Kelly, for having us on, first of all. And, you know, this is like a family affair for me on your station because I've got the whole McVeigh clan down there that are part of my family. So your area is real special and important to me. But Netflix and Chill, the song itself is, you know, I know what it means on the street. Most people do. And if they don't, they ask their high schoolers or their kids. And they fill them in, but yes. But you know it's a love song. And it's super sweet. And that song for me, it was the first song that I actually wrote in Nashville and recorded on Music Row in Nashville with some of the best session players in the world. I mean, guys that played on Dirk's album and Luke Bryan's and Louis the Antebellum's. And so it was real special for me, that song.
Can you tell us how you're kind of using your Play It Forward tour as a platform for such a great cause? How did you get with Zach to, you know, make this happen?
Well, Zach was in charge of entertainment for a gala event in Oklahoma City for Lone Survivor Foundation at the time. And he came out to Nashville and we had lunch. And, you know, my story and how I got to come into music, you know, it's quite an interesting story that I've told a lot, and people can look up my bio on my website at BillyLordMusic.com. But, you know, Zach's backstory was even more compelling, you know, and he's just so passionate. We sat down at lunch, and, you know, we felt like our paths were so different, but we were converging, and that, you know, God made the introduction, and that, you know, it was up to us to take it that step further. So, you know, Casualties of War started out for him as a blog, and you know, it's blown up into this nonprofit organization, and this radio tour has been, you know, kind of the perfect opportunity for us to join forces and have a common cause and mission. And I'm going to let, you know, Zach kind of take it from there if you have questions for him.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. That's singer Billy Lord. And now talking with the founder of Casualties of War, Zach Brown. So nice to talk with you today. How are you, Zach?
Good, how are you?
I am doing fabulous. Can you tell us a little bit more about Casualties of War and what exactly you guys are doing on this tour?
Well, like Billy said, Casualties of War started off as a way for me to deal with my PTSD through writing and blogging, and then it's just turned into this massive project that we kicked off this Tattered Flag tour. The Tattered Flag part of that is actually kind of the vision behind Casualties of War, you know. When I say PTSD to people, and, you know, there's usually synonymous some words that come along with that, you know, crazy veteran is one of them, but, you know, it all has a tag that's been put on this PTSD silent enemy, and it's not just veterans that have it. It's law enforcement, firemen, EMT personnel that are fighting these battles daily here on our own soil, and it's just turned into this huge thing, and the Tattered Flag part of it is a great way to get that message across, to try to help some of these guys back from the, you know, the dark side.
Yeah. And if somebody does want to know more about Casualties of War or help out in any way, shape, or form, where can they get a hold of you?
Well, they have a website. It's casualtiesofwar.org. You can actually find all the links there for that. People can actually contribute by donating, of course, straight to the nonprofit, or they can pledge per mile. I think we're on about mile 5,000 on this tour right now. We are headed towards the vicinity of Nashville as we speak, because that's where we're going to end this tour up at. So we'll end up doing about 6,500 miles on this tour. But they can go to casualtiesofwar.org and help us out there. Just to give you a quick synopsis on the Tattered Flag is, you know, we're collecting these tattered flags, and, you know, we got a couple in Wisconsin, and then we're doing a bunch of events at Harley-Davidson dealerships, and people are bringing us to them there. But, you know, I'm actually looking across the street right now. There's a huge American flag across the street. It's a symbol of freedom. And what happens is that flag is whipping in the wind right now. I don't know if you can hear it on the phone right now, but it's whipping in the wind right now, and it's doing its job. It's being a symbol of freedom. But more often than not, when we run that flag up the flagpole, it's just that, a symbol. And it's doing its job. And whether the elements are bad or good, it doesn't ever come down off that flagpole. And there's a way we're supposed to take care of that flag, and we're supposed to respect that flag. But more often than not, we just leave it up there to do its job. And the elements start to tear down that flag. You know, the sun starts to bleach it a little bit, and the wind starts to pop the ends and pop the thread, and it starts to tatter at the end. Mm-hmm. Until somebody comes outside and says, look, that flag is tattered. It's done its job. So they run it down the flagpole, and instead of giving the flag a new purpose and, you know, disposing of it the way they're supposed to, they usually just throw it in the trash can or throw it in a dark closet somewhere, and they run another brand-new flag up the flagpole to do its job. Mm-hmm. Just like that flag, our veterans, when we come out of boot camp and basic training, we have a purpose, and we become a symbol of freedom. And we're asked to do a job, so they run us up the flagpole. And there we are, in the weather and the heat and the sun and all the elements, and it starts to tear us down a little bit while we're doing that job, but we're still doing our job regardless. Mm-hmm. And then one day some guy comes up and says, hey, soldier, your job's done. It's time for you to go home. And they run us down the flagpole, and instead of giving us, you know, the help we need when we get back home and giving us assistance to go into our jobs and do and become repurposed, they fold us up and they put us in a VA somewhere. They throw prescription medications down our throat, and we go take care of ourselves somewhere else. So that's where the tattered flag comes from with me, the symbolism there. And we are taking these flags that I am collecting, and we're getting the story behind them. And I'm going to be putting them in shadow boxes after this tour, and I'm going to be giving them to families that have lost somebody to PTSD, to suicide, or to combat. And it's going to give that tattered flag a new mission, a new purpose, and it's going to give me a front to talk to somebody about how to take care of these guys with PTSD.
I love that. You seriously just gave me chills. I want to thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Billy Lord, thank you guys both so much. And just one more time, if you could tell people where they can go to help or donate for Casualties of War.
Of course. It's casualtiesofwar.org. Of course, they can email me directly, zack@casualtiesofwar.org. You can always find me on Facebook as well, Casualties of War Nonprofit on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. Again, that was singer Billy Lord and Casualties of War founder Zack Brown. You guys have a safe rest of your tour, okay?
Thank you, Callie, so much. Another shout-out to my Casey, Illinois family. Lots of love to them.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too, Callie.